Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and welcome to Saturday, October 25th. Getting close to Halloween, getting close to something else. The next election of our new president.
That's just as scary.
I tell them to take their mask off. I'm getting scared. Hey, I'm joined today by my producer. For at least this last week, and we may not see him again for a few weeks.
Probably until January sometime.
Yeah, Kelly Frost Sr., good morning.
Morning.
You'll see him at the post office, though.
You'll see me.
You'll see him. And in fact, we can address little notes to Kelly back there. And of course, I'm joined by my partner in life, too, Linda Bott.
Good morning. Speaking of elections, I don't know, I'm just irritated this morning. You know why?
It could be any reason, honey.
Don't go there.
A multitude. What?
Well, we talked about this morning about how many emails that we get. We drive around and we see that people have posted signs in their yards. They've made their decision. And it's just a crazy time. We've been invited to some very special friends' houses for dinner tonight, and we just don't want to go there. We want to go there, but we don't want to go into a political conversation because we really are we're on different sides, and it's so divided right now. Is this weird?
Well, that's the good thing about this country is that we can have different viewpoints. But any way you look at it, whoever wins is not going to be a landslide on this thing. You know, it'll probably be maybe a 50-49, maybe even 49-48 with some other people in there. So the bottom line is whoever gets the nomination, whoever gets elected, we got to pull together.
Absolutely. But don't you remember with Gore Bush, it was pretty amped up. But it got
worse, too. And the reason it got worse is because there was the feeling that Bush had stolen the election, quote, had stolen the election, even though it wasn't true. And then he went in against Kerry, and he beat Kerry by the largest popular margin it's been in, you know, decades. But still, people, they turned their thoughts on politics and they made them personal. Instead of just disagreeing with somebody, we've gotten to the point now where it's not enough to disagree. You have to destroy the other side. It's that you have to not just beat them on what their policies are or win on what their policies are or maybe the way they present it. Now you have to destroy them. You have to destroy their families. You have to have front page stories on major newspapers about the wives of our candidates running. I mean,
or the daughters.
That attack piece on Cindy, or their daughters, yeah, that attack piece on Cindy McCain of the New York Times. My gosh, what have we sunk to that they're doing this and saying this is news? To do those things for Cindy McCain. Because now we've attacked them. You know, they attacked Palin's daughter. You know, they attacked Palin's daughter, too. But there was at least some kind of backlash on that, not from the Democrats and their little bloggers, but from the people that were upset about that. Anyway, hey, this is Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We've got a great guest today, and there's another thing we want to talk about before we get to him. This is Free Fire Radio here on 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Remember, hey, this is your show. Give me a call.
Glad to meet you. From Trigicon.
Oh, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I like that bump. What was that last one when we went out?
That was Casper the Friendly Ghost Halloween.
For Halloween, okay.
I guess it didn't work.
No, I like this one much better. I mean, I understand that, Casper.
Okay.
Casper, give me pain in my sheets there.
I try.
Okay, hey, look, there's a couple things we want to talk about before we get to our guest. The main thing, though, is, I believe in fairness. You all know that. I keep talking about it, and I try to be fair with everybody that's on here. I try to be civil. I try to be fair. The Democratic Congress is trying not to be fair with me. That if Senator Obama wins, and the Democrats take back full control of the Congress, and there's some people who say that will do that. So you will have an Obama-led White House, you will have a Harry Reid-run Senate, and a Nancy Pelosi House of Representatives. First of all, that to me is kind of scary anyway, because you know how I feel about Nancy Pelosi. And if Nancy Pelosi was Republican saying the things that she said, I would just feel the same way about her. And Harry Reid is the same way. But what they're looking at right now is the fact of bringing back the fairness doctrine. And most of the Democrats, including the party elders of Pelosi and Kerry and Al Gore, strongly support this idea of mandating fairness. Would President Obama, if this was voted in, veto a new fairness doctrine if Congress enacted one? It's really a bad idea. What it does is it says it's a power for government to abuse. When the doctrine is in effect, the Democrats and Republican administrations regularly used it to harass critics on radio and TV. Second, a new fairness doctrine would drive political talk radio off the dial. If a station ran a big audience conservative program like, say, Rush or Laura Ingraham's, it would also have to run a left-leaning alternatives. But as we know, liberals don't do well in talk radio. They had Air America, and it can't. It went into bankruptcy two or three times. But here, the bottom line is talk radio is a threat to the liberal side. The liberal media, of course, would not fall under this because there's other programs out there. But anyway, the thing that is kind of scary is that why not let people listen to what they want to? What is the big reason that we have to censor this? I don't understand the concept of just because you don't like something, the government should get into it and take it off the radio. Because if they take off talk radio, because it's not fair, doesn't have enough of the other side viewpoint on it, what's next? What about Fox News? Fox News, you could say, is somewhat more conservative than, say, MSNBC. You know, or would they say, okay, MSNBC, you've got to have Rush Limbaugh on your show? No, I don't think either one of them is fair. I think that if you have a Democratic-controlled Congress, that you should have a concern, about this fairness doctrine and losing talk radio. The other thing, too, is this, even if they pass it, it leaves it up to Barack Obama. He could veto it. He could veto it, and I think he might have even said that he was for not having the fairness doctrine. But, you know, what he says and what he does is two different things, I believe we have found, as it is with the other major candidate, too. But it's just something to be concerned about. You know, heck, McCain hasn't even rolled in on this one very hard. And this is the same Barack Obama who is allowed now has taken away the privacy of voting for union members. He's backing that. So if the union, when they vote, and they vote to see if they're going to go to a union shop, it used to be in confidence. They would vote privately. Not anymore. If he gets in there, the unions have said they want to be able to take people and hand them the card to vote. And so now they would know which way somebody voted. And if you don't think intimidation would roll into that, well, to me that seems pretty damn unfair. Of course, there's a lot of things out there that's kind of unfair. But there's other things that are fair. And one of the fairest things is how we've got a man here and his group of people and how they treat veterans. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Pete Privet again. And we're going to talk about the VA clinic, and the stand down. This is Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Join me on the other side here at KQMS 221-1402. And it don't look too
good. Who you working in the lab late one night?
Okay. This is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, you're just not going to stop, are you? Okay.
We can keep going. Just in a Halloween mood.
Halloween mood. That's next week, isn't it?
I won't be here next week.
You know what? Neither will we, but what's another story we're going to talk about? And this is Carl Bott, and my guest today is Pete Privet. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, Pete heads up the VA clinic here in Reading. And the only thing I can tell you is, Pete, since you've been there, has been a noticeable difference for the good. And I'd just like to thank you from me and many other veterans that have noticed that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
One of the things we want to talk about before we get started on the clinic and the things that are going on at the clinic is our stand-down. Right now, a stand-down is going on out at the fairgrounds in Anderson. Stand down is a military term where people can come back. They get out of action if they're in combat. Everybody kind of takes a deep breath. Reef does their gear, does some planning, but they're taken out of combat and they can rest up some. Well, this is what the stand down is for. And what they're doing here, the Stand Down Association, is providing medical and dental care for veterans. They're helping them sign up with administrative tasks such as veterans benefits, general assistance, food stamps, applications for driver's license and identification cards. They're giving them a place to come into and be taken care of. We have thousands and thousands of veterans here in Shasta County. And unfortunately, some of them need help. Some of them need care. And this is what the stand down does. It gives them another way of obtaining assistance that they rate. Now, this isn't handouts. These are veterans that rate these benefits from our society and from our government that may have fallen through the crack. But it also gives us a chance to help some of those veterans that are not quite as fortunate as others of us, you know, with clothing, warm clothes, shoes, boots, socks, coats, things they always need down there. And they're still collecting that right now as I speak down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. So if you've got those extra coats, if you've got shoes and socks and boots, things that you don't really wear, I've got two bags of stuff that I've taken down there, and I'm taking another two bags down there. When you go through it, I mean, there's stuff I haven't worn. It's really good stuff. Anyway, Pete, are you involved in this thing?
We are involved in it very deeply. I want to give special recognition to Debbie Bruner. She's our specialty services manager at the clinic, and she has really done a yeoman's job in putting things together for this and kind of working with the community and putting it out there, basically. I kind of want to follow up on the coats and clothing thing. Please keep in mind that we have women veterans as well. So if you have warm clothes for women, please don't forget them.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we have this every year. I know they set up aid stations down there. They set up a portable medical facility and a portable dental facility. There's food being cooked down there. We have volunteers from the high schools. We have volunteers from our community. It started yesterday on Friday, and it's going today, and it's going tomorrow. So there's no reason not to go out there, to stop by, be able to deliver some of these extra things that you have that you don't really need, and to help out a veteran or their family, because it's not just a veteran. In many cases, it's the family and their kids, too.
Pete, are you aware, are they giving flu shots down there?
I believe they are, Linda. They're also giving eye exams and reading glasses, too. They've got quite a collection that they're passing out. Reading glasses are a big seller this year.
Well, they're a big seller around our house. We only have like 35 pairs of them, which somehow goes from 35 pairs to two to none, then back up to 30.
I think there's a little mouse that kind of carries them somewhere behind a hole. And
I don't know what goes. I mean, one day I found six pairs in my truck, and then a week later they were all gone. I don't know what's going on.
So free eyeglasses?
Yes, reading glasses.
Reading glasses. Right. Okay, what else can we look? Can we bring to the forefront here?
Well, let's see. The Menlo Park Veterans Hospital is, they've got their homeless team there. They're going to be doing some screenings for admissions to their homeless and substance abuse programs. There'll be representatives from the VA regional office, and that's mainly for benefits. They've got a homeless coordinator that will assist veterans with their non-service connected pensions. The Chico Vet Center will be there to provide counseling for post-traumatic stress syndrome. Looks like California Legal Services, Social Security will be there. Department of Employment and Social Services for the Shasta Butte kind of will be there. Food stamps, medical services, dental eyeglasses. We'll have some veteran service organizations such as the American Legion, VFW, and AMVETS.
Let me add this. You know, you don't have to be a homeless veteran to go down there.
Absolutely.
You can be any veteran that's maybe, you know, wondering about, did you receive the benefits you were supposed to receive? Because many cases, the first time I got out of the Marine Corps, after 29 years, I went off after that and went to took an overseas contract. And truthfully, I never really checked on any benefits I had. And by the time I got back, and okay, TRICARE, that was fine because that was kind of like forced onto me. I never checked in with the VA. I never checked in with anybody. And it wasn't until this last time that when I got back from Iraq this past time that when I went to I decided to go down to the VA, and I'll tell you, it was a nefarious purpose, is I'd heard so much about the VA clinics being screwed up that I said, okay, fine, I'm going to go down there because I've got a radio show and I'm going to expose this. Well, as it turns out, the only thing I've been able to expose is the great care that Pete and his gang down there give to people, and I'm so thankful for that. But there's a lot of you out there that have not receive the benefits that you rate, you know, educational benefits, things, you know, sometimes in the medical, and you just don't think you have them. Just go down there. It's a no-brainer to go down there, check with the people, and see just what you do rate, that you've earned. And it's not a handout. It is not a handout. It is things that you rate as a veteran. You've put your life on the line for this country, and you rate it.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you know, sometimes I get a little passionate about those things.
Also, just to let everyone know, we've got transportation to this from the Chico Clinic on 280 Cohasset in Chico, as well as a shuttle bus coming back and forth from the Redding Clinic at 351 Hartnell. So if you need a ride, get down to those clinics. They will take you and bring you back.
Outstanding. And I will add that every time Carl goes to the VA, in fact, you were just there last week.
That's right. Got my flu shot.
Got your flu shot and some other you know, checks, and you come back every time and say, you know what, the VA clinic here in Redding is so outstanding. He says that all the time, Pete, just to let you know.
And this is feedback I get from other people. Now, you're not going to please 100% of the people 100% of the time. We all realize that, but I know that people have come to me and said something like, hey, you know, this happened, and I've called Pete. And I promise you is that Pete gives people his phone number, and he's willing to rock and roll right then. Okay. Dick, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, Dick.
Yeah.
You're on.
My comment deals with the service, and it's been a couple of years. I spent 28 years in the military, so I have the TRICARE benefit also, like you mentioned. But I went down there to ask a question, and checked in, and I think there was a 30 or 45 minute wait time, and I just couldn't afford to wait that long. Has that changed at all? Have they helped the check-in procedure at all? I'll wait for you on the line to answer.
All right, thank you. Go on, Pete, I can add what I've seen.
Well, I'll tell you, Dick, it depends on the day of the week and who's ahead of you. We do everything we can to keep that check-in clinic desk staffed well and process as quickly as we can. But, I mean, there are some days that we just can't keep up with the demand, and I'm not sure what your particular situation was. I don't know if there was something special that was going on that day or what, but that's something we do monitor very closely.
You know, I can just say is we've got to take a hard break here. Dick, thanks for calling. I don't know how long ago you went. I've never had to wait longer than 10 minutes when I was there. But then again, I wasn't going for urgent care, but when I've seen people with urgent care have gone in there and they've taken them first. Anyway, we've got to take a hard break here. This is Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. My guest is Pete Privett. Join us on the other side.
Way behind, he was willing to make a deal.
Okay, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, Kelly's outdoing himself on his bumps today. I end up wanting to listen to the bump.
Meeting music.
Yeah, meeting music. Good morning, this is Carl. Good
morning, Carl. This is John. How are you?
Hey, John. Good morning.
Hey, listen, I got two things to ask about in the other dimension.
Okay.
The first one is, where do you take down to the stand down? Down to the Anderson Fairgrounds?
Yes, down to the Anderson Fairgrounds. You can see them there. They've got tents and everything.
Okay, good. I want to get that done today. The other thing is I wanted to make comment about the VA outpatient clinic here in Redding. And I've never had an experience where I had to wait any time whatsoever. When I go in there on an appointment, they have me in and taken care of within 10 minutes. And, I mean, this is routine. Every time I go down there, it's the same. And if I go down there under an urgent care situation, they triage it like they would any other health facility where they determine, you know, what level of pain or difficulty you're in, and they put you in accordingly. I've never had a problem. This is the best health care clinic I've ever had any experience with. I can't say enough about them.
You know, this is good and bad, John, and I'll tell you why. it's good because you've got somebody like Pete and the crew he's put together and the care they have. The reason it's bad is that everybody's going to come use this.
I know that's scary.
And then you know, it's kind of one of those things, and it's a scary thought. But but here's another good and bad thing. This is socialized medicine. All right. Now this is something that we've paid for as veterans. All right. But it's provided to us. So I don't know if you can call it socialized medicine.
If you can, then I'm in favor of socialized medicine.
Well, but see, here's the thing is that can you expect this type of care throughout the United States if we go to a socialized medicine plant? Nowhere else in the world is it like this.
No, I know.
And see, that's the problem, is they say, oh, well, look at the VA. Well, look at the VA. VA's had problems in many, many, many other areas. Now, I can just put a little bubble around Pete and say he and his crew are doing a great job, and some of the other places are doing good jobs.
I've had two experiences with it. I mean, actually, I've had several, but Mather Hospital is fantastic down in Sacramento, and the Stanford facility, the Menlo Park, not the one that you were talking about earlier where they go for the homeless and whatnot, but the hospital up behind Stanford.
Palo Alto.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I mean, yep. I've just had nothing but tremendous experiences with them. I had the head of one of their departments call me at home when I had moved up here because they were concerned about my condition. I mean, I didn't get that in private care.
Well, I tell you what, one of our good friends, Sergeant Bruce Compton, a Marine sergeant, just had a double bypass down there. You know, I'd hate to use his name like this, but because he doesn't like to be talked about. Too bad, Bruce. And he just came out of there with flying colors. He'll be home soon. So I hope, Bruce, that you're listening to this so we can know that we're all thinking about you. John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carl. Have a good day.
Charlie, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, we're doing good, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm a 100%er, retired Air Force, and I've been dealing with the VA clinic here in Reading since 1978. And there's been a lot of improvements. There's still some significant problems with the dental clinic. Their administrative personnel have a real bad habit of losing files, not listening to the patient, and the dentist basically needs to retire and somebody else is competent get put in. The rest of it isn't bad.
Well, I tell you what, Charlie, you're talking to the right guy here because he's writing things down.
Well, I know, and I've gone into the administrative section a couple of times. There's been more than once that, the guy, the administrator there, is basically the flak jacket for the administration. He talks a real good line, all the platitudes and such. But there's an awful lot of times where things don't get done when there's real problems. So I'm the other side of the coin.
I appreciate the comments. You know, we're a big system, and big systems take time to get things through.
Yeah, well, I would really appreciate it if you would especially look at the record keeping for the dental clinic. When a person talks to seven different people in the system, and then you get to your appointment, and nobody knows what you're there for. It gives one to take pause.
All right, I appreciate your comment.
Hey, Charlie, the good thing about this is exactly what this show is for. This is your show. This is your show, the other veteran show, everybody's show here in the North State. Any type of organization like this that handles so many thousand people, and how many thousand do y'all handle a year? Would you say, Pete?
Here in Chico, we've got a little over 14,000 veterans actively enrolled.
Here in Reading?
Yeah, Reading, I'm sorry.
I know you do Chico stuff, too.
Chico's got about 7.
I'm sorry, what about Chico?
Chico's got about 7,000.
About 7,000. So we have like 14,000 veterans that you treat on a regular basis, or are they just walking through the doors?
They're enrolled and actively receiving care.
Okay, so we have 14,000. Anytime you've got any organization that handles 14,000 people, and this is no apology because I get upset too. My records get lost, as anybody would. But unless the man, and the man is here, is Mr. Privet, knows about it, we can't do too much. So I know that every time anything's been mentioned to him, he gets into it like the pit bull that he is. Paul, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a comment about the prescriptions. I receive my prescriptions medication from the VA, and then when I need a refill, it takes like hours to call that 800 number and get my refill. Could you comment on perhaps improve the medication program.
Hey, Paul, when you said it takes you hours, does that mean when you dial that number and the...
Yes, I dial that 800 number.
Then what happens?
Sometimes I have to wait about 20, 30 minutes.
Do you talk to somebody all the time?
No, they just put that tape on. We appreciate your call and hang on and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take your comment on the air.
All right, thank you, Paul.
You know, we are a big system. We've got about 60,000 veterans in the Northern California healthcare system, and that includes the East Bay area with Oakland and Martinez, and then the various clinics, plus Mather Hospital. It's a big system, and we recognize that our 800 number system is automated and could stand some improvement. And there are frequently times that we lose calls, and every time we get a complaint like this, we try to look into it and make as many improvements as we can. So trust me, Paul, we're continuing to work on that, and hopefully we'll get the bugs worked out as soon as we can. Nobody likes to get an automated system. I mean, when I make calls in, I'd rather talk to a person as well. So,
you know, when I use that system, what I do is I call a number, and I go through a series of menus that say, you know, do I get to it? And it takes a couple minutes where I just – then you give the subscription number, your Social Security number, then your subscription number. And then they've got it, and they're going to send it out within 6 or 7 days. And it doesn't take me longer than 3 or 4, 5 minutes for that. However, that doesn't mean the system works like that all the time. And in one case, they didn't ship it out. So then at that point, you know, I go down to the VA and explain what happens. And I'm given a subscription there, or prescription there. But it's not a perfect system. And again, the only thing you continue to do is, like you said, is you keep tweaking it and tweaking it so it works well. So at least it's, you know, that you get your, you know, that people can get to it and can get to a person quicker if they had to. So, okay, what else is going on at our VA clinic around here?
Well, I'd like to start off with some clarification. You know, I'm fairly new. I'm about a year out from coming on site here. I had a heck of a team that I walked into, and I'm just thanking my lucky stars that they were here and it made my job and my life much easier. I'd like to talk about a couple of expansions that we've got going. We're in the process right now of planning for putting a fixed-site clinic in Yreka. And right now we service that area with McLeod and Tule Lake and Greenview, as well as Yreka, with a mobile clinic that only goes out when the weather is good, and that is usually from late April through October. This is kind of a new initiative for us, and we're really looking forward to it. So we're going to be putting out some requests for proposals for any providers in that area that might be interested. So I'm hoping that the veterans of far Northern California are really looking forward to this as much as we are. We've also got some expanded mental health services that we're bringing to the forefront. We're putting together a veteran outreach team for veterans returning from Afghanistan and Iraq. We've got a social worker and psychologist coming on board, and what their role will be to do is to do outreach to any newly separated veteran or veterans coming into the community that have served in those two theaters. We've also got a second addictions therapist that's coming on board within the next few months.
An addictions therapist?
Yes. Those are our mental health counselors that specialize in smoking, substance abuse, alcohol, things like that.
So you've got two of them will be there so they can work with our veterans.
That's right.
That's great. How about this? I'm addicted for love with my wife.
Can't help you.
Can't help me there.
No, that's
okay.
That's one of those good things.
Right. I did not pay him to say that either.
It's okay. It's my show. I can say these things. Okay. I'm sorry, Pete. Keep going. You're talking serious stuff, and I've just, you know, sat here and just rambled on.
Not a problem. We're also getting a CT scanner unit that's scheduled for installation in spring of 2009, which will be, I think, a wonderful addition. It will allow us to provide CT imaging on site rather than having to send veterans down to
this is,
Mather.
I don't mean to speak over you. This is so huge. This is something, when the day I got here, this was a problem. And when it was addressed, they said to bring one in as fast as they could. And now we've got it. So instead of sending that 84-year-old World War II veteran to Mather, be gone for 12 hours, you can get it right here. I tell you what, that Pete, that's superb. Is there anything else you need to do to go along with that, or is it here?
It's coming. We're going to have a little remodel project to make it fit, and we're taking out one of our older X-ray units, and we have two right now. One of those is going to be replaced with a digital. The other is going to be replaced with the CAT scan.
That's great. Is there going to be any lessening of services while this is going on?
It shouldn't be. Any impact should be negligible. We're going to get our digital unit in for X-rays first, which has a faster throughput. It's much more efficient. So it shouldn't be a blip on the radar.
Okay. Hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott for Free Fire Radio here on 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Pete Privett, and when he comes back, we're going to talk about the continuing growth of the VA clinic right here in Reading. Join us on the other side. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott. What was
that? You know
that?
What that is?
No, I don't know what that
that's
is.
That's Beetlejuice.
Oh. Beetlejuice. You know, Beetlejuice. Was that a movie?
Yes. Okay. And a cartoon.
Well, that explains it then.
Well, let's get back to the VA.
The Kelly family is
let's
so
get back to the VA
this.
Hospital. Pete, you have more highlights to share with us.
I do. Actually, we are also getting a mammography unit. We're having plans to have a mammography unit installed for our women veterans, and that should be coming sometime in calendar year 2009 as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that means you're kind of... are you going to have to expand the clinic? You must be having to expand it. I mean, you've only got so much room there.
You know, what we're doing is constantly looking for better uses for our space. We're in the process of getting some modular buildings to be installed in the back to move all of us administrative folks out and make more room for clinical care staff and veteran services.
You know, that makes sense. Kind of put the admin on the outside and leave the cutting edge right there where everybody can get to it.
It runs pretty good when we get out of the way.
Well, okay. What else do you have? Because I have a question here when you're finished.
I just want to remind everybody that we're having flu clinics daily from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11, and we do again in the afternoon from about 12:30 to 2:30. So please come and get your flu shots. It's in the patient education room in the clinic, and it'll be running through October and November.
Is this strictly just for veterans, right?
It is.
Okay. Because I went in there the other day, and there was no waiting. I just walked in and got a shot. Ladies were real nice. They didn't give me a cookie or anything, but I got my shot the other day. And it's a preventative care, especially as you get older. Not for people like me in their bloom of their health, but as you get older, you might need shots like this. So I would recommend that you all go down there.
Are you blooming?
Blooming. I am blooming.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, usually they give cookies, Carl, when you give blood, not for a flu shot.
Well, I've given blood
usually
before,
you get
too.
A kiss, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, Vet Center. Talk to me about a veteran center. They have those in Chico, and I've had people talk to me about a veteran center right here in Reading.
We do have a vet center in Chico. There is also a vet center in the city of Eureka over on the coast. That is a separate department within the Veterans Health Administration, and we certainly have a need for one here in the Reading area because of our veteran population and so on. But that's something that we've petitioned for, and I know they're looking at it. I just don't know what the status is.
Okay, now what's available at a veteran center? What can our veterans see at one of those?
Typically, veteran centers are a walk-in clinic that veterans can go to just to kind of decompress. They've got counseling available. They've got... literature, patient education information, very handy for post-traumatic stress disorder, those types of things. And basically, it's just a community center that you can walk into and just talk to somebody about things that are on your mind.
It's kind of like a safe harbor that we would use when we're out on a long-range patrol. We come back to a safe harbor when we know that we can kind of let down right there.
Yeah, and you can talk to your peers, too, your brothers in arms.
Well, I tell you what, I see a big need for that here in this town. And this is going to be something, Linda, you and I are going to look at, see what we can do to kind of start bringing some guns to fire on this one. Okay, Pete, what else you got? We got a couple of minutes here.
Okay, let me run through some things real quick. The American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary, Shasta Post 197, is sponsoring an Adopt-a-Platoon effort. They've had events at holiday markets, and we have a collection site in the clinic. It's a red basket as you walk in the front door. They're taking non-perishable food items. They're taking games, stationery supplies, pens, pencils, paper. And also, if you would like to donate cash, I believe there's a lockbox there. It costs them about $10 per package to send collected items to their adopted platoon.
You know, here's the thing about that is you want to do that and you want to do it now because we are winning that war. And we, but it, the war is still going on. And we still need to support our troops just as we always have with this type of material. So go out there and just give some stuff for this because our men and women are covering themselves with honor in this war. And they're going to be moving from this combat zone probably to another one in Afghanistan here in the next year or so. So give, go down there and support a platoon.
Okay. And if you, anyone has any questions about the Adopt a Platoon program, George Dixon at the American Legion Hall, his number is 244-0303.
Great. You know, the Families Honoring Our Troops is having a, is another organization like this, is having a golf tournament on 1 November. And that's, if you go to their website, Families Honoring Our Troops, they've got all the information about that. But we're going to pass on some more information this week on that, too.
Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Linda, thank you. And Carl, thank you. I appreciate you letting me get the word out to veterans and their families.
Well, this is something on a regular basis, Pete. You need to come in because there are so many things that are going on, so many changes in the VA and especially this clinic here. You know, I tell you what, I would take you to task if I thought that you weren't working.
I'm sure you would.
Oh, I would. I have no problem with that at all because you know how I feel about it. But you know what? It's you've called me every time, and you've raised the bar. Okay, one of the other things we have right here, and we got a couple other announcements, is that on Veterans Day Remembrance on November 11th at 11 a.m., that's a Tuesday, on November 11th at 11 a.m. at Igo Cemetery, on the 11th month at the 11th day on the 11th hour, there's going to be a Veterans Day Remembrance out there. We're going to have a number of guest speakers. We're going to have speakers that range from World War II in Korea to the Battle of Fallujah, all heroes. And I strongly, strongly support our community going out there and supporting this. There'll be a number of things going on that weekend, even like the parade that goes on November 8th in Shasta Lake. It's going to be huge out there. We're talking. They're looking to have 1,000 motorcycles, and you know John Kleckner is in charge of that. But that's going to be another huge event to honor our veterans. And people, you can't stop remembering them. Whether you agree with war, with if you're opposed to war, I don't care. And people have listened to this show for over a year know that I don't care what you feel about war. But you should love and support that veteran. Your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your aunts, your uncles. Those are the ones that we remember. That's who we support. I think there's a couple other things going on, too, isn't there, Linda?
Well, we wanted to also remind you that next Saturday we aren't going to be here. We have a very special guest taking our spot. We're going to be in New Mexico visiting family and taking the grandkids trick-or-treating. Something I wanted to bring to the forefront here.
You should
here.
See Linda's costume.
We'll tell you about that later. But maybe we'll take pictures and put it on the website. Okay, Power to the Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen fundraiser is this Thursday. You want to buy tickets at KLXR office or the Senior Center. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are $10. Now, what they're going to be using this fundraiser for is to help seniors pay electric bills. The outrageous cost of electricity this year and coming up, you know how many seniors, you know what it's like. It gets to be unbelievable. Well, it's $10 a ticket, and they usually raise anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. So this Thursday, go to the soup, do the soup deal over at the Veterans Center, and you know that your money's going for a good cause. And also today, I'll be out from 10 to 2 in front of Sunset Market. Some of the people in healthcare chiropractors, some other friends of mine. Yeah, it's a health fair.
A wellness. It's a wellness
health and wellness thing. I'm going to be out there with a product I'm working with now. And so come and visit me.
Great. Okay, now the big thing is a stand down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I know you've got warm clothes. I know you've got those coats you don't wear anymore. Socks, boots, shoes. Go out there. Go out there and help our veterans. Help the ones that need some help right now. Or if you're a veteran and you've got questions about some of the rights that you have, this is a good place to go to. There's not these huge lines to stand in. You don't have to worry about calling on the phone. Just go out there and talk about it. What do you rate for VA education benefits? You know, what do you rate? I mean, to me, that's, you know, I know I have my GI Bill, but when I checked on it, I found out that it extended out. I thought it ran out next year, but because I went back to active duty, they extended it out another 10 years. So I was really happy to hear that. There's so many things going on in our community this week, and it's coming up in the next couple of weeks with Veterans Day, with the Veterans Day parades, the remembrances of out there at IGO, and I have to say this because you're going to hear more of it. The Marine Corps birthday is quickly approaching. That's right, November 10th.
And you're going to be speaking at the ball on the 8th and the ball on the 10th.
That's what I understand, that people have asked me to do that. And what an honor it is. And what an honor it is to be out at IGO as the Master of Ceremonies. You don't have to listen to me talk. I just get people on and get people off. And that's the idea behind it, as the Master of Ceremonies. But we're going to have flyovers. Everything is going to be there. And we need to get out there that day and remember our veterans, remember our families that fought for this country. Fought and bled and died. The ones that came home, maybe their wounds you couldn't see. Maybe that post-traumatic stress kicked in sometime later. But it was just as much of a wound as if somebody had shot them. So, just remember. So, we're not going to be here next week. We do have an exciting guest host. We'll be in after that. So, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang.